The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Kathy?
I'm okay, thank you. Belinda, recycled and upscaled preschool in South Africa. Let's talk about this.
Well,
how do you recycle a preschool?
Beautiful story. I seem to have a bit of an echo. I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, we can.
The Silindokuhle Preschool in an informal settlement in PE has just been created by a collective of 5 French architects. And it's so astounding because they were awarded the AfriSam Award for Sustainable Architecture and Innovation for building the preschool together with this wonderful woman, Patricia Piani, who wanted, it was her dream to build a preschool where there had been none. And what is truly unique about this school is that the concept was, let's collect the stuff. So they harvested their objects to be upcycled, and then let us create without a blueprint there. Let's see what we can do. So it's formed in a very, very innovative, topsy-turvy manner where you would expect to see something on the walls that would usually be on the ceiling and vice versa. And yet it all comes together in the most amazing way. And the raw materials have been put together to form 3 naturally ventilated classrooms. Remember, this is totally man-made. It's all out of recycled and that wonderful jargon, upcycled objects. There's a canteen, rainwater sanitation, and a huge office for the principal and the 4 teachers. Then it flows out into a broader landscape. And this is now in the Joe Slovo West informal settlement where they never had access to this type of education. And it's an example of how futuristic architecture can actually influence, where there's an interface between education, art, architecture, innovation, and the buildings itself. So we have this marriage of futuristic thinking, philanthropy, and also using the materials that are all around us.
Fantastic.
Including the earth. I think it's a very exciting.
It's the ultimate win-win, isn't it? Everybody wins.
It's worth checking out the work of the Collectif Saga. These are the 5 wonderful French architects who have come to help.
Fantastic. So, Belinda, I want to move on. Can you give us an update on water? Are there still water restrictions in place in Cape Town? You know, I know that received your dams are at about 60%, I think.
They're more than 60%. They're more than 3/4.
Oh,
depends on whom one believes. There are those who even say it's higher than 75%. We had rain last night, which has been absolutely wonderful. We're now, it's 70 per day. You know, we each had to use 50 and now it's 70. So the restrictions have been eased, and there is a danger that we will overutilize because of being cut a bit of slack. So I'm hoping that Cape Townians will continue to be very, very water wise. And I was incredibly excited to read about a project at UCT that could have implications, for again using one of our byproducts from the water process that would usually go to waste.
Tell us
and
about
that. And that is the first biobrick was created by none other than a lady called Suzanne Lampert, who is who's a UCT master student, and the project was supervised by Dr. Dylan Randall. What it is a brick that is used, that is created by using urine. You mix it with loose sand, and you colonize the sand with bacteria. And you don't need a kiln, so it would have saved our ancestors in Egypt all of that waste of kayach, because they wouldn't have had to bake their bricks. All they'd have to do is combine the sand with urine and so these bacteria. And in fact, she explains that the more these small bacteria are allowed to work and the longer they work, the stronger the bricks actually become. And then they become cemented. The sand is cemented into shape in these molds, all using our runoff. So we, And so no water wasted in this project. We make those bricks out of urine.
Oh, my
it's
Lord.
It's the first time. Excellent. And so this is why it's the liquid gold.
Urine on the walls, dung on the floors. I shudder to think about the ceilings.
Gosh. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what somebody comes up with next.
Although
South Africans are so innovative, I think it'll be something really special. I'm very encouraged because we've had so much bad news when one is actually faced head on with the innovation of our new generation, with the ways of thinking completely out the box. That inspires awe and hope within me.
Absolutely.
Especially as a visionary.
Absolutely. And, how does it go? That necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, 100%.
And if one considers what comes out of our body is often cleaner than our mouths, if you know what I mean. That's what
true.
I've heard, that there's less bacteria. So maybe.
Absolutely. But we can use the other bacteria and byproducts because.
This is heading in a bad direction.
All right. Belinda, this is where we're going to leave it today. All right. How's it going with the naked bathers, by the way?
I shouldn't say I was thinking about them today. That sounds bad.
Oh, no, I think about them all the time.
It did occur. I was really wishing that I could go and join them because I saw another insert on all, you know, these paradises and these islands where you can swim from one to the other. So, that's definitely people doing their bit for the environment. Love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Belinda. Have a wonderful afternoon. Lovely to speak to you as always. God bless. Bye-bye.